Hey, welcome back
to the Recycle Base.
I'm Justin.
I'm Karen.
Welcome back. Karen's a little interesting on these intros.
What do you mean interesting?
Cause like I'll be pausing for you to come back in, but you'll
But you know I'm awkward.
Yeah.
You knew this already. I'm awkward.
Yeah. It's like bad.
No, it's not.
Is it bad?
You ugly.
It's like, huh? But welcome to another episode. This is going to be another freestyle episode because leading up to the week, it's been interesting.
And busy.
Yeah. You know, most interesting thing that happened to me, my so-called dead MacBook magically revived after 3 years just sitting in the closet because I bought a MacBook from a pawn shop like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the summer, I think it was like 2016, and paid like $300-$400 for it. It's a late 2011 MacBook, so you know, I figured, you know, it was, I figured like, all right, it's older, blah, blah, blah. So, what happens is, like, because I had an Apple Watch, but it cracked. So, I put it up. But then I was just kind of like, I kind of want to wear it again, but I wasn't sure where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started looking. Like, so, like, everything that I had, I was just searching through to see if I could find it. And I couldn't find it. But I found, like, my old charger for my MacBook, and I was going to give it to you because I know you have a, like, you have, what, a 2012 Mac?
Yeah, I think mine is a 2012.
Yeah, so I know since you had a 2012, they have the same, like, charger or whatever. So I was going to give that one to you to be like, oh, well, here's the actual charger.
Mm-hmm.
Then I happened to just, you know, just for giggles, I was like, all right, let me just plug it in, see what happens. Next thing I know, the light cuts on and then the Apple cuts on. And my initial plan was to like recycle, because I have a few other computers that I have to recycle. So I was going to recycle all of them. And then that one just so happened to cut on. So I'm thinking like, the people told me that the motherboard had died in it. And it would have been more expensive to replace the motherboard than to just like buy a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, is that the cure for technology to throw it in a closet for 3 years and then magically magically put it back?
Well, no, not that,
because that thing was sitting in the closet for a while.
Well, you probably went to somewhere where they didn't know what they were talking about.
Now maybe they like misdiagnosed it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was like, bro, that was crazy. Now, granted, like, you know, it's picking back up its speed, but it is a little slow because it's like, you know, it's had a nap for a long time. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's also an 8-year-old computer.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, but it's working fine now and everything. But that was the interesting thing that happened to me. What about you? I don't think you can top that story, but
you know what?
You can try.
I can't. What interesting happened to me that's not work related?
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of work stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can
you talk about that sponsorship you got?
Not yet.
Okay.
I like to keep my campaigns a surprise. I like to surprise my audience when I get campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to pop up with them.
All right. Well, that's her thing. Like, her thing could be she got a pretty nice campaign. And I guess whenever they iron details out,
mm-hmm.
everybody else will know what to expect. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. I keep my stuff close to the vest until everything is ironed out, so.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so last week we talked about, like, we talked about sustainable community, mm-hmm. what we would like to see improve, what, you know, some of the negative experiences we've had, things like that. And we didn't really get much feedback from the last episode, but to be fair, we didn't really promote the last episode.
Yeah, we just kind of popped up with it.
Yeah, like we didn't really promote it. It was like, because last week was kind of hectic, so it was kind of like a last minute, like, oh, hey, you want to record today? All right, let's do it type thing. But we'll correctly promote this one and stuff. And
in theory, at least.
No, like, we'll promote it because we usually drop on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's Wednesday right now. So we got, you know, like a full day to promote it.
You're right.
Stuff like that, so.
I said in theory, because, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, but, you know, if we plan for, like, to just promote it, the stuff may not happen. But, mm-hmm. you know, we got the plan to promote it and stuff, so. But, okay. So, the year's almost up. We got about, you know, a little over, like a month and a half
left. Yeah, about a month and a half.
So, within, like, thrifting and being sustainable, what's one thing that you learned this year that you didn't know last year about, like, sustainability, about thrifting, about, like, ethical shopping, or anything in regards to sustainability? And speak towards the mic.
Well, I was this year years old when I discovered that the men's department is lit at the thrift store. Mm-hmm. And, like, beyond lit, like, everything is there. Because mm-hmm. they do a lot of gender bending, I guess, mm-hmm. with my style. Like, I wear a lot of masculine stuff. I have a very short haircut.
So you're like the Avatar of, like, thrifting?
You drawing it?
No, I'm just saying, like Aang, he could do water or fight. Okay, if you're gonna look at the negatives in that thing.
All right. You talking about some dead one, I'm Aang. I'm the Avatar.
Okay, but there was...
I don't have an arrow on my face.
Okay, first off, there was definitely two Avatars. There was Aang and there was Korra.
Korra's a girl.
Okay, but I was just talking about the Avatar in general. But I'll go ahead. I'm going to be quiet. I was trying to give you a compliment. Like, I was saying,
what,
like...
What compliment comes from calling me the Avatar?
The Avatar saved the universe. Like, he was a hero. You could be, like, a hero for sustainable fashion. Both of them was. Korra and him. It would be you to think that being called the Avatar is a... Man,
all right. I mean, I watched the show, but when I think of Avatar... Because, yes, Korra was Avatar, too. But when you say... when the initial phrase of Avatar, the first Avatar was Aang. So I think of Aang.
Okay. But that's a good thing, though. I didn't say you look like the Avatar. You said you do a lot of gender bending. I thought...
You talk about the water bending. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what I was talking
about. Oh, my God. You didn't specify that.
You said gender bending. Then I said kind of like... I was expecting you to be like, what do you mean? Not you, Jonah.
Because I thought you were trying to call me bald-headed because I got short hair.
No. Aang has a clean... And
He's Mr. Clean Bald.
No, he grows hair sometimes. He just...
I thought you was trying to call me bald-headed.
No. I was trying to say, like how Aang, like, he can bend water, fire, air. That's what I meant. But go ahead. No more compliments for Cam for the rest of the episode.
No, so. I thought he was trying to be bald-headed.
No, go ahead. You got it. You got it. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Okay, well, my point with that was men's department is lit, and... I wear a lot of different, like, men's blazers. I've bought some men's pants. I'm still trying to figure out men's pants. I'm really tiny, so.
That's going to be rough. No, I'm saying because men's pants in general are like, thrifting is like real hit or miss.
Mm-hmm. So. I'd say the thing is, like, really slouchy trousers are in for women.
Right.
And a lot of women, like, they just hit up the men's department.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Instead of, like, paying an arm and a leg for, like, fancy designer slouchy suits, you can just go to the thrift store.
Fair point.
Save some coins.
Mm-hmm.
See, I spend my coins on bags. I don't spend my coin on clothes.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Mm-hmm.
But, yes, that's my... I won't say that's my number one takeaway of the year, but it's definitely an important one.
Hmm.
What about you?
Is the one thing that I learned this year? About?
Yes.
I guess the one thing that I learned... it's like a two-sided coin, I'll say. Like, I learned that there has to be a level of, like, self-control
mm-hmm.
when thrifting. Because just because you're thrifting doesn't mean that you can't be wasteful in your spending and stuff.
Right.
And what I mean is because sometimes, like just shopping at the thrift store is, like, already... a sustainable move, but sometimes you could go in there and buy something just because you're there and just because you're like, oh, I want to buy something, let me buy something,
and just
because
it's cheap,
yeah, like knowing that you don't need it. And that's kind of the like the thing with like fast fashion. It's like buying things that you're only going to wear once or twice then just letting it sit in the closet or throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I feel like sometimes, like, I might have caught myself doing that, where I might have certain items where I'm like, in theory, I probably would have been good with, like, passing on it. But I was like, you know, it's here. I'm at the thrift store. I'm being sustainable. Let me go ahead and grab it
mm-hmm.
so I can have something to post, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, so I've learned. But, like, on the flip side of that, like, on the positive side, I've also learned, like, within thrifting more, like, when I go shopping for, like, anything, I go shopping and it's more of a thing of, like, what do I need? Not necessarily what do I want all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know me, like, I, like, you do bags and I do shoes. And I haven't bought any shoes in a while because it's like, do I want some new ones? Yeah. But ideally, do I need some new shoes? Not right now, unless I get rid of some that I have and then maybe like replace them with some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But like ideally, I don't really need any new shoes right now, so I haven't gotten any. And the few times we've gone to the thrift store, I haven't really like thrifted anything because I haven't really needed certain things. So
right.
It's just definitely taught me to like be more aware of like, hey, it's cool that you want to buy this, or it's great that you're being sustainable with your purchases and with your fashion, but the rule still applies. Like, you know, get what you want for sure, but if it's something that you want, let it be something that you know you're going to keep around for a while.
Right.
Or like if you are trying a trend out or something like that, like in a sense, have an idea of what you're going to do with the stuff. As opposed to just, like, grabbing it because it's there, letting it sit, or throwing it away, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's, like, you still run into the same problem of, like, the... it's just there, and you just got it because it was there, and you're not actually doing anything with it, or you might decide to throw it away, or something like that. So... but, yeah, that would probably be my thing. That'll probably be my one thing. Yeah. It's just being more mindful of like being mindful of what I need and what I want when I shop
mm-hmm.
and understanding that just because I'm thrifting doesn't give me like a free pass to say like, oh, I'm not being wasteful because right. I'm thrifting.
Right.
Because sometimes like you might feel that way, but it's like you can still potentially be wasteful
mm-hmm.
while doing that.
I definitely feel you on that, and I understand it, because I've had to catch myself a few times too, you know, like where I'll be in the store and, you know, you I think we might have touched on it last episode, maybe not, or we might have just had a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in the thrift store or when you're in any store really, fast fashion or not, and you see all this cool stuff and you're just like, oh my God, like, you know, like your eyes get really big, probably bigger than your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
For real. But yeah, you also have to consider like what you really need in your closet. Like I wrote an article recently, I think for Goodwill, not for my stuff, but probably for Goodwill, mm-hmm. about having a capsule wardrobe. And the benefit of having a capsule wardrobe is it minimizes waste because it forces you to reuse all of the stuff that you already have, and you're keeping it down to basics with maybe a few staple pieces here and there, but it ultimately is less wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
And you get way more use out of your clothes as right. opposed to just going out and buying something new
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
Because even now when I thrift, like, I'm pretty much good for this season. I mean, I could always use, like, more sweaters because I feel like I have a lot of, like, turtlenecks and, like, lighter weight stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have a lot of heavy stuff
right.
for when it gets super cold. But then it's probably for the best that I haven't found any super heavy sweaters because I get hot really easily.
Yeah.
Like, painfully easily.
Yeah.
So, like, I would rather wear a thin turtleneck and then have a thick coat or like a thick blazer on, you know, so I guess
something that you can take off mm-hmm. if you get too hot. Yeah.
So in that regard, you know, it's also about understanding your personal style and what works for your body.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, I would already have enough because I just re-upped on a few black turtlenecks.
All right.
I get my turtlenecks from Amazon, quick plug.
Yeah, really good quality too.
Mm-hmm, really right. nice quality. Yeah. But you know, like I'm pretty much good for the season in that regard, so I don't really need to go out buying any more sweaters.
All right. Okay.
So I get it. You know, just being mindful.
Yeah, and I always feel like it's important because sometimes you, I guess sometimes you get into the mindset of like yeah, I'm sustainable, I'm thrifting, like I'm not buying straight from somewhere, but then you realize like man, I just dropped X amount on stuff that I have already and that I may or may not necessarily need, mm-hmm. but I got it because it was there, and now I'm looking like I probably could have went without those,
right.
or I probably could have went without this and stuff. But you know, the good thing about that is like depending on what it is, there's always like resale value. So if you want to resell it, you know, you can always like resell it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I guess that's always a plus, but ideally, cause you know, sometimes you might try to resell something and you may not get the value that you want for it. So that's the like, kind of like the risk you run
mm-hmm.
with that. Or it's like, you might think an item might be worth X amount and really you only get like half of that or maybe less than half of that. So it just, you know, it varies, I guess, but yeah, both good points though, because thrifting can get tough sometimes. So it's definitely good that we were able to like learn from things throughout mm-hmm. the year and everything. What else has been going on? Oh, so this week we've been hearing a lot about Instagram.
I was actually gonna bring that up as the next point.
See, we be thinking the mm-hmm. same sometimes, except about the avatar thing.
Cause I thought you was showing it.
Anywho,
I had just talked about having short hair.
Aang doesn't have any hair, so that wouldn't connect. Anyway,
well, I had just finished saying I had short hair, and you're like, oh, so you're like the avatar.
No, you just finished talking about gender bending.
And then I said I have short hair.
Okay, but is the avatar known more for having short hair or for being an airbender and bending all the elements?
He bends elements.
Exactly, which would make him more known for bending stuff.
But you said it off the heels of me saying I had short hair.
I did not. I said the heels of you saying you gender bend.
What y'all think?
They not here right now. So it's about what's right now. Like, I'm sure they write in the comments and stuff what they think.
Do we even have a comment section?
We, well, we're we're working on upping certain things. Like, we're going to be introducing videos soon and stuff like that. So within that, like, but it's fairly challenging when, like, we both work. So, like,
and have to have separate me times.
Yeah, so it's like we're not at the place yet where we're able to just create content on, like, a consistent schedule. We mm-hmm. kind of have to fit the content in when we can and, like, make it work. But we are working on getting a, like, more of a, like a video portion so that you could see us as the podcast goes on. And we're going to work on, like, a Patreon and all that stuff, because a lot of the podcasts I listen to, they have a Patreon, so people want to support us. People want to, like, you know, support the podcast. You know, like, we can drop exclusive content, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's definitely on the way. And, but yeah, we'll have a comment section soon. But for now, like, we got Instagram, we got Facebook. I think that's the only two that we have right now.
Yes.
But yeah, and then we'll get a TikTok at some point soon.
Oh, look at you on TikTok.
Hey, man.
We love you some TikTok.
Well, well, I do for two reasons. Because one, it's something new, and I like learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a video platform. I like videos. So I like creating videos. And two, like, I'm able to see way more of a return on the content sometimes with these than I have with, like, other platforms. Because the last time we recorded, I think I was... We recorded, what, Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. That I think that day I was like a little under 200. And then shortly after that, like as of today, I'm at like 850 or something like that. And of course, it's not even like, oh, you do it for the followers, stuff like that, but I've gotten like thousands of views. Like, I think when I checked my analytics yesterday or the other day, over the course of the week, I got 11,000 views off of like videos and stuff like that. So it's just one of those things where I'm like, you know, like I've grown. Sorry, y'all. But like, I'm
trying to make an appearance, y'all.
Whatever, Avatar. So, like, you know, it's a new platform, and it's one of those things where it's like, all right, I like being a part of platforms when they're growing, because like TikTok has only been available for a year, you know, like they have somewhat of a program where they can actually pay creators and stuff. There's a lot of stuff, and then like I've heard all the people that I listen to, as far as like podcasts, they're talking about it, so I'm like, all right, let me give it a shot. Let me see how, you know, see how it works. Let me see how things TikTok.
Wow.
But, you know, so I was just like going through the motions, and I'm like, hey, I get more exposure there. So I'm gonna do more there. Cause I know I posted yesterday on Instagram, but it was a TikTok of something that I was doing. And because I was talking to you about it,
mm-hmm.
where it was like, because people don't understand, like, either people don't understand or don't care when it comes to, like, the amount of work that goes into, like, editing a video or, like, the process of creating a video for like social media or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because for most, and you know this, because like for you, when you do your stuff, like you have to cap out a certain time, or like map out a certain time to when to record. You gotta set your equipment up, you gotta shoot the stuff, you got your outtakes and all that stuff. So that's at least gonna take a minimum of like an hour.
Oh yeah.
Then a minimum of another hour just editing, stuff like that. And then depending on what program you use or how big it is, how big the project is, rendering is going to take another 30 minutes to 40 minutes to an hour or whatever. So within all that encompassing, you're looking at a minimum of 2 hours for for a video that you can put online. And not to say that a certain number isn't good or whatever, but for me, it's like I'm at like 3.2K on Instagram. And out of that 3.2K, most of my videos that I put on there would only get like 160 views or something like that, which is great in the grand scheme of things. Because if you put 160 people in a room, that's a packed room. So I look at it from that point. So I'm like, all right, 160 people looked at it. But like on TikTok, I have my phone. It takes me like 5 minutes to shoot the stuff, edit the stuff, find 3 or 4 hashtags that work and post it. And 1,200 people seen that. And there's potential for more people to see it because the videos keep popping up on people's like For You page and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, you got to work smarter, not harder. Like, if I can create double the amount of content on one platform that I would for one project,
because
it's like me editing, like the last one took hours to do. But like these TikToks, sometimes they only take like a few minutes. And, you know, hitting like 3,000 views, 2,000 views, stuff like that. I'm like, hey, the amount of followers I got on Instagram, I got those in a week on TikTok. So,
oh, wow.
You know, well, not saying like the 3.2, but as far as like how many I've gained throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
I got that on TikTok in like a week. So,
that's awesome.
I'm like, if you figure out what works, you ride that wave, you figure the system out, you know, then you just make it happen. So,
yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, so with you moving to TikTok, because, you know, we got totally off topic.
Yeah.
With you moving to TikTok, you picked up TikTok more because of all the changes Instagram has been going through.
Yes, to a degree. Because I haven't moved over as in, like, I'm doing stuff, like, exclusively on TikTok. But more like I would put more time into TikTok than I would Instagram. Because just of, like, the, like, when they switched the algorithm, it messed a lot of things up.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's, like, literally, because I remember, like, for whatever reason, they switched it up and it affected everybody immediately. And, you know, I know now they're talking about removing likes, which, you know, like, I don't necessarily have a problem with, because, like, you know, after a while, like, throughout the year, like, I just started posting stuff because I wanted to post it, not really for who likes it and stuff like that. Because if you're being judged, if you're judging, like, the quality of your content off of likes and stuff, then it's a rat race at that point, because you can go on apps and you could pay for 400 likes on something. That doesn't make the content good. That just means that you got 400 people to like your stuff just because.
And the majority of those likes are from bot accounts.
Yeah. Or it's like people that are doing like, oh, because like way back when, like when Instagram was fairly new, I was doing it where, you know, they had certain apps where, like, if you, like, you know, if you like the picture, you would get a coin. After a certain amount of coins, you would get a certain amount of likes on something. You wouldn't get comments or anything like that, but you would get likes because it was automated, where it's like, oh, people will like your photo and a motion of other photos in order to get the tokens so that they can get X amount of likes on a certain photo,
right,
and stuff like that. So, you know, I feel, you know, like, I'm not knocking Instagram for that. I'm just saying, as far as like the content I want to create, it's not really super supportive for video unless you already have a pretty decent following. And I have an okay following as far as like number wise, but not really the most conducive for like video stuff. So, but with that being said, Instagram is removing likes, and I've been talking for a while, so how do you feel? Instagram has, what, this week, they're going to start taking likes off of stuff, so.
Well, they already did it in places like Australia and I think some of Canada as well have already had their likes turned off since, what, summer?
Yeah, they started experimenting earlier this year. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in general, I feel positive about it because it's not like I still won't see my likes.
Yeah.
I just won't see yours.
Mm-hmm.
Or other people won't see mine.
Yeah.
So, in theory, it's supposed to, shield you from, you know, shame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, I only got 50 likes on this photo. Everyone will think my content's not good. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, no, if you're the only one that saw you only got 50 likes, then that's fine.
Yeah. And you don't have anything to compare off of someone else's. But you're like, oh, this person got 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
I only got 50. What makes theirs better than mine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then with the flip side of that, I also feel like a lot of people might leave Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who are on Instagram finessing anyway are probably going to leave.
Yeah, because I heard something about, Nicki Minaj was going to, try to boycott Instagram.
She don't need to be saying nothing.
Yeah.
Between us, y'all, and the lamppost, she don't need to be saying nothing.
What's up with you on this lamppost?
I've been saying that.
You and these grandmas saying.
That's not a grandma saying. My mama say that.
Between us and the lamppost. I ain't even say nothing, so that don't work. You over here Mickey Mouse-ing. But no, I mean, honestly, I feel like the people that are getting upset about it, which is to a degree, I can understand how it might affect influencers, because I'm pretty sure a lot of influencers get there. They might get certain brand deals and stuff like that based off of people that like it and stuff like that. But I also feel like even within that, if you have good engagement and stuff, people can still, and plus it's you can still see it, so you can always send over
mm-hmm.
your stuff to someone else. If a brand wanted to know what's your ratio for likes and comments or whatever, you can still always send that over to them. It just wouldn't be publicly visible.
I feel like James Nord said it recently in one of his 4 episodes,
because mm-hmm.
he has a YouTube channel. 4 is an influencer agency that I'm a part of, and they have a YouTube channel where James Nord, CEO, he comes on and gives weekly videos. He gives really good advice and stuff. But he had mentioned how brands don't really care about likes. They more so care about your engagement.
Mm-hmm.
While likes are important, they ultimately want more engagement, because engaged followers are more likely to buy a product
mm-hmm.
if you recommend it. They're more likely to visit a store. Mm-hmm. Likes don't get sales.
Yeah. Because you can always manipulate likes.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you can't really fake engagement.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a pod, of course, but that's bot activity.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. Because I feel like since likes are being taken away, or publicly taken away,
mm-hmm.
it'll affect those type of groups. Because, you know, I get emails fairly often about hey, we noticed that you have 3,000, but you're not getting the likes that you deserve.
Oh, yeah, I get those DMs all the time.
Come over to our business where we can get you the likes that
you
earn. We can
get you authentic engagement.
For the great price of, and you know, it's and I feel like companies like those, I'm like, their whole pitch is going to have to change, because now it's all right, well.
What are just going
to
be done?
Well, they're either going to be done, or they're going to have to figure out another way to try to cater to people and stuff, because it's if people can't visibly see likes, then what are you going to offer? Or what are people going to pay for? But
I'm just glad this is getting rid of the, I won't say specific stuff, because then that might be perceived as me taking shots. But pretty much the scammers on Instagram.
Yeah.
The bots.
They'll just go to Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean, they've been on Snapchat, but they'll probably be exclusively on Snapchat and other platforms now. Yeah,
because I definitely still be, I'd be getting snaps of like, hey, if you give me $50, I can flip this into $500. You know, like, I still be getting those, and like, yo, it's probably 2020. Like, people would contract that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but I figured, you know, you notice how we haven't really seen those pages like that no more. You want to know where I think those scammers are?
On Snapchat?
No, jail.
That too.
They probably got caught.
Because somebody I know definitely got scammed by one of those turn $50 into $500 people. Uh-huh. And of course, I won't give details. I don't want to totally like put him out there, but pretty much like,
yeah, do it after.
But pretty much like it flagged him, you know, it came down on him. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like it flagged him with his bank, and so then like his bank has all these restrictions on him, and he can't pull out certain debit cards. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like ultimately those scams hurt you.
It's like the longing effects of it isn't even worth the initial like benefit of potentially getting $500, because you thinking you getting off, like, oh yeah, I can turn this 50, add another zero to it, and you good, until your bank finds out like there's some like fraudulent activity, and all of a sudden now you can't open a new savings account, or you know.
They definitely flagged his account. He didn't have a debit card.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like he couldn't get one. Like he wasn't allowed.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know someone that's like, which I can talk off camera, but like, you know, I know somebody that for a long time, like, she wasn't able to get anything. But she had to do all the like rush card, like
all the prepaid debit cards. Yeah, and stuff.
Like she couldn't actually get a like a account or anything because of when she had an account, she was messing with like the fraudulent stuff. But
we say all that to say the likes leaving Instagram.
It's gonna remove a lot of
the scammers and the bots are probably gonna leave too.
Yeah, a lot of people are gonna make their exit to somewhere else.
As long as they get rid of the hair pages, I'm okay. Because now the hair pages are coming back. Because they're all following me.
You know, I feel like the shows and stuff about the zombie apocalypse is the hair pages.
What?
Like,
what?
Because you just wonder. It's like, bro, they use the same photo. And like, the names aren't even convincing. It'll be like hair 4286K3415.
Yeah, like it'll be like you, like I literally, somebody followed me with yesterday with like a 16 character name for their hair store.
And it's like, bro, if you go
100% virgin hair wholesale.
It's like, bro,
sis, I'm bald. I don't need virgin hair no more. I don't need virgin hair no more.
Yeah.
Maybe for winter when it gets cold. I've been thinking about it. But right now, no.
Right.
I'm cool being bald and happy.
Yeah.
And free.
Man, I don't be knowing. I be like, yo, how y'all all find this one stock default photo? And like, you just going on. Like, it's like, bro, nobody's going to believe that you actually sell hair with the same week 5 photos. Because, like, they don't even be having, like, stuff on their page to make it look like, oh, this person actually looks like they doing what they're supposed to do. Stuff like that. So, I don't know. But, oh, something else interesting happened to me. So, there was a little case of mistaken identity over the weekend. So, you know, I have a Facebook page for Justin Tune.
Wow.
You know, if you wanna drop a like, it's Justin Tune on Facebook. And I got a message. I'll leave names out, but we'll just call this person Heather.
No, I have a cousin named Heather. Pick something else.
I'm not talking about her.
Say Sally.
I got a cousin named Sally. Then what?
I actually have a cousin named Heather.
How you know I don't have a cousin named
Sally?
Hey,
girl, hey. Did you listen?
But no, I'm not talking about her.
Fine.
Fine. Okay. We'll call this person Beth.
Okay.
Okay. So, I get a message. I think we're coming back from... What are we doing? We're coming back from something. I think we were thrifting or something like that. And I pull up in front of the house, and I see that I have a message on the profile. So I look, and this is a really long message, because for whoever she was looking for was supposed to be like a coach of a basketball team.
She was out for blood.
And clearly, like, there was some foul play involved or whatever. So, you know, like, I'm getting angry mom or angry grandma, like, messages about, oh, you can't control who's on the team or not, and blah, blah, blah.
We're gonna follow your personal activities.
Yeah, and, my first thought was, first off, hello. How's your day going? My day's going great. I wanted to put in there, secondly, we all don't look alike. But because my thing was, nothing on my page gave off, like, I love sports, but nothing on, like, I don't post about it on, like, because it's not, like, what my brand is about or anything like that. So, like, I do my sports stuff offline. But it was just like, I'm like, bro, that means you had to find the page, look at the stuff, and still type out that ECR or that short essay about whatever that guy did to you. You know, like
that doctorate thesis.
Yeah, like whatever happened with the basketball team and your kids. Cause I was like, bro, does this page look like we coach kid basketball?
But you know, she ain't look at all that.
So it was just interesting. And it brings me to a point about private pages. Like, why are private pages online? Like,
that's a good question.
Because I always felt, I'm not knocking anyone who has a private page, but I always felt like the purpose of social media is to be public about things. So it's like why be private on a public like platform? Like, if you wanted to keep your stuff private, why not just not post it online?
See, people want to be private so they can creep.
Yeah. I'm sure people was mad when Instagram cut that feature out, when you couldn't see what people's follower activity was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure people was upset about that.
I'm sure hella people were getting caught up. Oh, you liking so-and-so's photos now?
Yeah. Because I never used it. I always clicked on it by accident, but I never actually used it.
Yeah.
I figured, like, that's too much work to have to, like, if you got to monitor what people liking and what people doing, it's like, maybe that ain't the one, like, or that ain't your jam that you're supposed to be having.
Yeah.
But no, how you feel about, like, and again, this isn't to, like, shade or anything to people with private pages, but we've had conversations about it where it's just like you're on a public platform and most people are online to gain some type of notoriety, credibility, some type of something. So it's like, why go online just to do the same things you could do offline?
Right.
I don't get it.
See, I see it a lot where a lot of people who might have private pages, they want to be influencers. They're like they want to blog or they want to be seen. And it's just like, that's counterproductive. You can't have a private page and expect brands to want to work with you. Because I'm gonna be honest, I definitely like very rarely do I follow private pages back.
Yeah.
Because if I can't see you, it's like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Or like, if I gotta wait for you to approve it, and you're supposed to be like this figure person, or like a blogger or whatever, but I can't just click on your name and see your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a wonder.
And more specifically, brands can't do that. You want partnerships, you want collabs, you want to work with brands. Your page needs to be public. Now, what a lot of people do is, if you still want to have your personal stuff private, you can make a totally separate page just for you under some fake name or whatever, and keep that private.
Yeah.
You can post and repost whatever you want to your heart's content. But for branded pages, you know, this is for your blog, this is for your business, it's counterproductive. You're losing customers, you're losing sales, you're not making anything if you have a private page.
And you know, the wild thing is that, like teenagers and stuff, they understand that, but like adults don't understand that, because like I know, like my niece and a bunch of like other teenagers that I know of, due to like volunteering or like, you know, seeing them as a younger kid growing up, stuff like that, they have pages where they just post memes. Mm-hmm. Like they have their personal page where they'll post like selfies and like accomplishments and all that stuff. And then they'll have a totally different page where they're doing memes. They're just posting whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a totally different page that,
under a fake name.
Yeah, that they may or may not connect to their regular page, but it's solely for memes. So I was just like, why don't certain like adults or people that want to like get into that field, it's like, how you not grasp that concept when, you know, when it's like, not to say that if you're an adult, you're supposed to know more, but it's just like, how does someone that's like 20 years younger than you understand that concept, but you're so stuck on, well, no, this is my page, I can say,
I want to post what I want.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you can do that. It's just nobody's going to see it. So, you know, and the people get mad, like when it's like, oh, people couldn't see my blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, your page private, so I gotta wait for you to approve me to actually.
And people not checking for private pages.
Yeah.
Because
honestly, like, if I see it, and then it's not even like discriminating, but when I see a private page, I'll just swipe back out. Where it's just like, all right, well, I guess your stuff's hidden for a reason, and then I'll keep going about my day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Private pages are interesting. But, I guess to wrap things up, because it's a pretty, I like these freestyle ones where it's like free flowing and stuff, where we'll get more of a, I guess.
Yeah, I like structure.
She likes structure. I'm cool with freestyle. I'm cool with both. But, you know, it's always cool to mix it in. This, like I said, this week, like, schedules were kind of like
outy.
Yeah, so We're working to getting back to like the regular schedule of everything, but you know, we both work, we both have like things that we do like offline, so sometimes it's challenging trying to still find a time to do both, because I guess we can end off of a relationship, because we talked about sustainability, we talked about like social media stuff, and now we could talk about like couple stuff. Which, one thing that we do, which I appreciate, and I feel like every couple should do,
mm-hmm.
we designate me time, where,
and separate me time.
Yeah. Like, well, we have time where we do stuff together, where it's just the two of us, and then we have time where it's just each other. Like, it's just me by myself, her by herself,
mm-hmm.
and we just do whatever it is that we do. Like,
I'm totally free to drink my wine and scroll Pinterest.
Yeah.
And watch cooking videos on YouTube.
Yeah. And I'm free to binge something on Hulu, or to, you know, rage quit on 2K, or like whatever it is that, you know, whatever it is that we want to do to like end the night, or whether it's during the day, whatever it is, we make that a like priority. Because we've never been like bad with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we always try to find ways we can improve. We always try to find ways to be like, all right, you know, because I guess it's that aspect or that element of understanding that, like, together we make each other better, but only if we're better individually.
Right.
Like, if we're not good individually, we can't be good to someone together, because we're going to be more focused on whatever it is that we're going through at the time, as opposed to how we're both going to be better or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you...
Well, no, I definitely agree, because in general, being attached at the hip all the time is not good for a relationship.
It's annoying.
Yeah, because then you get tired of each other.
Fast.
You fight each other more often. It's like, at least when I go off into my corner to watch my cooking videos and drink my wine and to scroll Pinterest and to just generally, you know, do Cameron things, I come back refreshed, and it gives me an opportunity to miss Justin. Because we're already in each other's faces a lot, as it is, but if we were in, like, more than that, like, we would definitely probably be more annoyed with each other.
Yeah.
More frequently.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and it's not even, like, a thing to say that we don't like spending, like, long periods of time together, but everybody has some type of, like, clock where, I know, you know, everybody has, like, a social clock where it's like, if you go out, you'll be the most social person that you know for, like, a few hours, but if you gotta be social for 7 straight hours, that you're not gonna have that same intensity as you did hour 1 that you will hour 7, because it's just like, all right, like, there needs to be a balance there. There needs to be, like, a, all right, like, it's great to be that person and everybody can come to and stuff, but I still gotta, cause I feel like sometimes people get lost in, like, the titles. Like, sometimes, like, people can get lost into just being a wife, just being a husband, just being a father, just being a mother. Mm-hmm. So it's like that time, like, if you are able to, because thankfully we're in a position where we're able to, like, separate and be okay, as opposed to, like, certain people where, you know, like we have our like, you know, insecurities and stuff that we deal with, but they're not so strong to the point where it's like, oh, if we have our us time and I don't hear from you for, like, an hour or two, I'm thinking that you're out cheating with someone else.
Right.
Or if you don't hear from me for a while, you think that I'm out doing something I'm not supposed to be doing with someone else. Because I know there are cases where people might have had, like, past trauma or past things that they might have went through with a person themselves. Mm-hmm. And they might have felt like, oh, well, I want to do it, but I don't trust you, or I don't whatever. So we're thankfully in a position where we trust each other, we respect each other's space, and we understand that it's important to detach. Like, not necessarily fully, because sometimes, like, we'll still text each other in the midst of that, like, me time or whatever. Mm-hmm. Me more than her, but, you know.
I text you.
Sometimes. But, like, within that time, it's like we understand that it's important to disconnect, because, like, we're not on our phones 24/7. We're not watching something. We're not on content 24/7. You don't work 24/7. So it's like, sometimes, like, if you think the average person, they work 8 hours a day. So it's like, you know, 8 hours of your day is already gone. 8 hours is already gone sleep. You know, it's like sleeping. So you got 8 hours gone sleeping, 8 hours gone at work, probably like 2 hours taken away from, like, the commute, depending on how far you work. And as soon as you come home, as soon as you whatever, you got to give more time to the other stuff. So it's like, sometimes in a day, like, it might get a little lost. Like, you might get lost in everything, that routine and stuff like that. So, you know, we try our best to develop a routine of, like, all right, it's getting late. We know what times one usually goes to sleep or whatever. So a little before that, a little around that time, we'll be like, all right, you go ahead and get your time. I'll talk to you in the morning, blah, blah, blah. and we'll call it a night or whatever. So definitely think that's one thing that we've grown to do, because we didn't do that before. Not to say that like we were on each other all the time, but it's something that I think we developed like this year, I think.
Yeah, well, more so over the last few months.
Yeah, yeah. Because we've like understood the importance of it. Because mm-hmm. sometimes like the personal life of someone can be overwhelming, and then that like overwhelming feeling can pour into like the relationship life. It may not even have to do with the person or like the partner. It could just be like, oh well, I haven't had a moment to myself.
Right.
And now the first moment I have to be a girlfriend. I have to be a boyfriend. And that first moment, when I haven't even had a chance to be Justin, I haven't had a chance to be Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to not have somebody asking me to do something or whatever. So, you know, we've just like throughout this year and throughout the past few months, we've tried our best to like, you know, implement that where it's like, all right, balance is important. So even like with like content and stuff, because we shoot content together a lot, and you know, like that balance is definitely important. So
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely glad that we were able to do that. And if there's any couples that are listening, you know, because we are like Recycle Base, so you know, like we identify with couples as well, you know, like,
with the bae portion.
Yeah. So you know, it's like, if we could give, not even like tips or anything like that, but one thing that helped us grow closer was definitely like having that me time, where it's like, you know, having that time to just be yourself and to, you know, be who you are. But of course, always knowing that if you need to reach that person, like, unless they go totally off grid for that hour or however long, then that's different. But was there anything you wanted to
add? Well, I will say that me time also includes like going on dates by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important, like for the individual part of the relationship. Like, you are still you in a relationship.
Yeah.
And in order for you to not lose yourself, part of that you time is going on dates with yourself. Like, I love taking myself to dinner,
mm-hmm.
taking myself out for a drink, taking myself out to happy hour. Mm-hmm. My parents don't really get it. They're like, oh, you go places by yourself? And it's like, yes. Like, sometimes I do things not necessarily because, like, there are some things that I want to do with Justin, and there are some things that I just do for myself because I like to go out to eat. I like to try different wines. You know, just keeping in mind stuff that I like to do, and I'm mm-hmm. sure he has stuff that he loves to do by himself, and I don't take that away from him, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important within that you time to also date yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely agree. It's very important because, you know, like when you develop that relationship with someone, like you're deciding to do life together, but that doesn't mean that you cut off the life that you might have had before. Mm-hmm. Of course, unless it was like negative, but like, you know, your hobbies are still the same. Certain things might change, but it's like your overall, like, still a version of yourself. So it's like those certain things you still might want to do,
mm-hmm.
things like that. But I guess maybe next week we can make it like a relationship episode or something like that.
I like that.
Yeah. But we'll plan that one now and everything. But
we are super short on time now, so.
Yeah. Plus, we got to do that. We got to go have that me time because it's like, 9 o'clock here? So.
I didn't know it was that late already.
Yeah. Daylight savings is a kicker. But, yeah. But all right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow our group page at the Recycle Bays. That's on Facebook and on Instagram. Cameron's Instagram is
Naturally Cam.
My Instagram is I'm Not Justin Toon. Follow me on TikTok at Justin Toon. And Cameron has one, Naturally Cam. And yeah, thank you guys. Good episode, baby.
Good episode, babe.
All right. And
we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. All right. See you, Avatar.